Exercise and Biological Aging, a Practical Guide. The central claim is that biological age can differ from chronological age by as much as 30 years. And exercise is one of the most powerful tools for slowing, or even partially reversing, biological aging at the cellular level. Aging is not simply a fixed calendar process. It is driven by accumulated cellular damage, inflammation, mitochondrial decline, reduced repair capacity, and the buildup of senescent cells. These senescent cells stop dividing, but they continue releasing harmful molecules that can damage nearby healthy tissue. Middle-aged and older adults carry more of these aging markers, while endurance runners show lower levels than sedentary peers. A key marker of cellular aging is telomere length. Telomeres are protective caps on chromosomes that shorten by about 30 to 35 base pairs per year. Shorter telomeres are associated with nearly double the mortality risk compared with longer telomeres. Exercise, especially endurance and moderate to vigorous aerobic training, helps preserve telomere length and can increase telomerase activity, the enzyme involved in maintaining telomeres. Endurance and high-intensity training may raise telomerase activity 2 to 3 times more than resistance training alone. Even modest activity, such as 30 minutes of brisk walking most days, can support disease prevention and telomere preservation. The guide identifies 3 main exercise categories that fight aging: endurance training, strength training, and mobility work. Endurance training, swimming, cycling, rowing, cross-country skiing, hiking, or walking, supports cardiovascular health, mitochondrial function, and cellular youth. Strength training preserves muscle mass and strength, can improve function even into the 90s, reduces oxidative stress, increases antioxidant enzyme activity, and may reverse some age-related genetic patterns. Mobility work improves flexibility, range of motion, and movement efficiency, and higher flexibility is linked to increased longevity. The recommended approach is to combine all 3: endurance for cellular and cardiovascular health, strength for muscle and bone preservation, and mobility for smooth, resilient movement. A major age-related challenge is muscle loss. After roughly age 25 to 30, people can lose 3 to 8% of muscle mass per decade without proper training. After 40, this decline accelerates, affecting 5 to 13% of people aged 60 to 70 and up to 50% of those over 80. Resistance training is the strongest defense. It helps maintain satellite cells, prevents fat from infiltrating muscle fibers, triggers bone growth, and preserves bone density. The recommended strength routine is 2 to 3 sessions per week, using compound movements such as squats and lunges, progressive loading, and adequate rest between sessions. For anti-aging benefits, the recommended weekly volume is 3 to 5 training sessions, totaling 2.5 to 5 hours of moderate or vigorous activity. This aligns with general guidelines of 150 to 300 minutes of moderate exercise, or 75 to 150 minutes of vigorous activity per week. Pushing beyond 10 hours weekly may reduce health benefits. A practical weekly structure includes 2 to 3 days of strength work, 3 days of high-intensity intervals or aerobic work, 1 to 2 days of active recovery, and daily mobility practice. High-intensity interval training can be especially effective. Older adults who performed it experienced a 69% boost in cellular mitochondrial capacity. However, intensity should be progressed gradually. A sensible starting point is 55 to 65% of maximum heart rate, moving over time towards 70 to 90%. For strength work, begin around 60 to 70% of maximum capacity and perform 8 to 12 repetitions. Training load should be adjusted every 6 to 8 weeks to maintain progress. Recovery is just as important as training. Up to 60% of athletes face overtraining syndrome, and poor recovery can undermine anti-aging results. The guide recommends allowing 48 to 72 hours between intense strength sessions, using light movement on recovery days, prioritizing sleep, and watching for persistent fatigue. Even 15 minutes of daily moderate movement can provide significant longevity benefits. So the goal is sustainable consistency rather than extreme short-term effort. A sample weekly plan follows the four pillars of stability, strength, aerobic efficiency, and anaerobic performance. Monday, lower body power plus stability work. Tuesday, zone 2 aerobic training. Wednesday, upper body strength plus stability work. Thursday, zone 2 aerobic training. Friday, lower body power plus stability work. Saturday, zone 2 aerobic training plus speed intervals. Sunday, light movement or mobility practice. Progression should be staged. In the first 6 months, focus on stability, movement patterns, strength foundations, and consistent habits. From months 6 to 12, push resistance training limits, add strategic speed work, expand workout time gradually, and listen to recovery signals. Beginners should start with basic stability work and gentle cardio, prioritizing form over intensity. Intermediate exercisers can combine medium to high intensity training with moderate work. Advanced exercisers can use higher intensity training to rebuild cellular protein systems, provided recovery is respected. Exercise volume is also linked to mortality risk. Working out 300 to 599 minutes per week of moderate activity, above the minimum recommended level, is associated with a 26 to 31% reduction in mortality risk. Combining medium to high intensity training with moderate work can reduce mortality risk by 35 to 42%. These figures support the idea that more exercise is generally beneficial, but only when it is matched to fitness level and recovery capacity. Bone health is another critical area. Weight-bearing exercises such as brisk walking at 3 to 4 miles per hour, jogging, tennis, and stair climbing support skeletal strength. Combined with resistance training, they help prevent osteoporosis and reduce fracture risk. Balance training is especially important because falls become more dangerous with age. Balance work and Tai Chi can decrease falls by 47% and reduce hip fracture risk by roughly 25%. Useful balance exercises include single leg stands, heel-to-toe walking, unstable surface training, Tai Chi, and yoga. Recovery also depends on nutrition, sleep, and stress management. Adults over 65 need about 1 to 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight daily for muscle maintenance, and active older adults may need more. Protein intake within 30 minutes after exercise, complex carbohydrates, hydration, anti-inflammatory foods, and appropriate portion sizes all support recovery. Sleep is a major recovery factor. Exercise can improve sleep quality by reducing fall asleep time and nighttime wakefulness, while poor sleep can impair next day performance and increase stress hormones. A cool, dark, and quiet sleep environment is recommended. Because core temperature rises during exercise and takes 30 to 90 minutes to fall, timing intense training earlier in the day can help support sleep. Stress management is the third pillar of recovery. Chronic stress disrupts immune function, sleep, and hormone balance. Mindfulness, meditation, breathwork, and structured scheduling can reduce stress and improve the body's ability to respond to training. Deep belly breathing or alternate nostril breathing before and after workouts can activate the relaxation response and lower cortisol. The key takeaway is that exercise is not just about fitness. It is a biological intervention. The most effective anti-aging routine combines endurance training, resistance training, and mobility work with progressive intensity, adequate recovery, proper nutrition, quality sleep, and stress control. Quick fixes and short-term challenges are less important than long-term consistency. Small, repeated choices, walking daily, lifting progressively, stretching regularly, sleeping well, and managing stress, create the foundation for lifelong strength, independence, and slower biological aging.